All right, we're finishing Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Then we're on the last page. And we've been dealing with Yisra'ira, and the first 10 minutes of the first shiur, I told you the basics, that there's an Yisra'ira, and there are four kulas. The kulas of Nizdamein, which is probably the most significant, and Yisurim Darbanan Amutter. What else? And Chelev is Mutter. Which one am I missing? Nizdamein? What? And if it's not miyochid la'achila, like selling animals for riding or working, that's all mutter. Let's learn the last Ramon, the fourth page of your copies, and we'll go back and see what we can do to sum up. First, the last Ramon. Ramon saw tzarech lemeicha miyad v'layam tinat sheyesh meina etzlay. The words by themselves make no sense. And Shach Yud says that this line belongs after the next line. So if our friends who drive in from the five towns would be here with the Shulchan Aruch, they would probably tell us it was changed. Right? But I think the five towns is under quarantine, so I think it's us to learn. What? Oh, we have one. I'm sorry. Woodmere is not. That doesn't count. Someone asked me, Shaila, I had a guest at my Shabbos meal. So he's from the five. He works in the five towns. He lives here in Flatbush. So he was in Gourmet Glot on Friday afternoon. Now in the five towns, they said no minyanim, even in houses, everyone should have miyachidus. He said in Gourmet Glot there were about 50 or 60 people, and they wanted to make a minyan for milcha in the aisles. So they had an argument if it's mutter or aser. The Rabbana said it's aser to make minyan. You have dam biyachidus. What do you say?
Anyway.
I don't know. What? Everyone should have biyachidus together. I mean, they could stay in the aisle. The shelves were empty. No one was going there anyway. So, okay. Anyway, I don't mean to make light of the situation. If you can ask, close shuls, you got to close the pizza stores. That's my only insistence that I had. We had a conference called the Rabbanim on Friday. Someone wanted to close. If you close, you got to close everything. You can't just close only shuls and leave everything else open. So at least everyone agreed with that. So see what happens today. Anyway, the first line, I'm sorry, I digressed, as everybody is these days. No more talking about this. Let's learn. The first line of the Ramah belongs after the next halacha. So go to the next one. V'chein, mutal ligvais devarim tmeim, b'chayvai min avik echavim, dava kamatzel miyadam. A guy owes a Jew money, and he's not paying. So you want to be typhus. You can go to his store and be typhus, devarim tmeim, things that are treif. You're not allowed to do business with devarim tmeim. You're going to be typhus, Purdue chickens, you're not going to eat them, you're going to have to sell them. So it says that it's mutter, why? Because the habi kematzel miyadam, because it's the same, because matzel miyadam, you're doing it to save the money that would be lost, so they were matir, taking it. Now, why isn't this called nizdamen loy? Why isn't that called nizdamen? It's sort of nizdamen, it came to him. I guess the pshat is, if it wouldn't be matzel miyadam, if he'll pay you with something else, you know, I'll take it. Since it's matzel miyadam, it's very similar to nizdamen loy. And on this goes the Ramah, the previous line, tzarech lemka miyad. You can't hold on to it. You grabbed a treif animal, a chazer, and you want to fatten it up before you sell it, that's awesome. The Shach Yurao says the same thing. You know, hold on to them. You can take it, but you can't do more. So that's this damin loy, right? Yeah, so the same thing, he shouldn't be holding on to it to fatten it up. That, I mean, why don't we say the beginning of Ramah goes on that? You're right, I guess it could. Probably the Fiha Emes is not that way. Right here? Yeah, what you're saying makes sense. It could go back on the Tzayod. Okay. Well, I guess you could wait till you have customers at a decent price. That makes sense. And now Rama goes on. Va'osir limkar le'vichavim nevela b'cheskas k'sheira. You're not allowed to sell a guy treifa meat b'cheskas k'sheira as if it's kosher. Why is this osir? This is osir b'shem g'nevas das. Even though to the guy it doesn't make a difference. Well, okay, so we're going to say, well, really what it says is no Jew is going to buy it from him. You're not selling it with a plumber. So a Jew's not going to buy an animal from him unless he sees. That says earlier in the Simas HaMechei that you're not allowed to. But there's no lift neighbor at all. The guy's allowed to eat it. So the Isser is Alts Genevas Das. That's what it says in Shach and in the Taz, that it's also Alts Genevas Das. Now here is an interesting Shach. What? Why does the Chil Hashem sell a guy treifa? Oh no, if you say it's kosher, but it means you just pretend. You give him, he comes to you, you give him food to eat, kilo. It says the same thing in about a mezuzah. If a guy wants a mezuzah, so a lot of goyim, they like mezuzahs, they hold this to shmira. So you're going to sell him, well, you might as well sell the guy a pasul mezuzah. What's the difference? You know, might as well sell him. But it's also Alts Genevas Das to sell a pasul mezuzah. Now here is a shach that I learned, and I realized this. I had the shai lam purim. I'll tell you why. Let's first learn the shach yud gimel. Look at shach yud gimel. Osel lemeichon levikachavim. Listen to this. Ken kasev gama mechaber b'chayshemish v'reisa adichesiva v'digdiku liftei limchar yilu b'matana muter de'ein b'matana mishum g'neves das. You hear this? Matana, there's no g'neves das. The guy thinks it's k'sheira. And you aim by matana mishum g'neves das. So why was I thinking about this? There's a secretary in the yeshiva. She's retired. She must be in her late 60s. Maybe she's 70. She never married, and she basically lives alone in one of the apartment houses on Ocean Parkway. And for years, I bring her mishlayach manis. She doesn't get too many mishlayach manis. When my daughter was younger, and I was able to go, there was no yichud issue, I used to go visit her. And I bring her mishlayach manis. Now I leave her with the doorman. The doorman gives it to her. So what do? I get, before Purim, I usually get from people who I know that don't live in the neighborhood. They send me, some people, I guess, feel appreciation to me. They send me very elaborate mishlayach manis. So I'm going to do an elaborate mishlayach manis. So I take it, and I bring it to her. I bring her, you know, this big big thing with a lot of cellophane, and, you know, the ones with the candy, I hold out the doors with the cellophane, and the boxes, and the foam. I bring her a fancy mishlayach manis. So I left it with the doorman. It happened to be, it worked out for me at like 11:30 at night. I wasn't going to ring her bell, but she lives in a fancy apartment house, has a doorman, and I left it. She calls me the next day, it's so expensive, how could you do it, why do you do it? And I say, well, for you it's worth it, you know. But I'm worried about Knevis Das. I was really thinking, it's Knevis Das. And then, the end of last week, I open up Kuf Yud Zayin, I read the Shach, I learned it before, I didn't remember it. It says, Ein b'matana mishum Knevis Das, look at that. Hey, what's the logic to that? That I did anyway. But, what? Isn't it? I'm not selling it. Well, it wasn't a miss. I didn't do it on Purim. I did it before Purim. What? I guess she thinks I bought it, and I bought it for her. So, yeah, it says from 5,000. Yeah. What? The Shach says you're allowed to give kosher meat becheskas treifa meat becheskas kshayra v'tzamatana. That's what it says in the Shach. Isn't that words in the Shach? I don't. We have to understand it. You know, the Ramah says you're not allowed to sell kshayra treifa becheskas kshayra, but the Shach says matana is mutter. Maybe a matana to a guy. The lashon gemara in Chulin is gnevas das. I think the lashon is kashen. That's also by a Jew. It's also by a guy. The Gnevis Das is also by both. I think it's Daf Tzadik Tes or Kuf around there. No, Reb Chaim, what does it say? Just like us, by it, it's also by Rabbeinu Yonah says, how could it be? Gezel Akum, there's some who hold this Mutter Minat Torah, and Gnevis Das is also? So Rabbeinu Yonah there explains why Gnevis Das is worse than Gnevis Mom.
The issue is whether
or not. What? That what? Are you open anyway? Okay.
The question is not whether the it's a tray for the kosher.
Tray for the kosher. It is a matana.
What?
It's a matana. Of course it's a
matana.
Right. So? I'm giving her a gift. She thinks I spent money on it. Yes, yeah, she said you spent so much. She told me that Pen Mole. I don't think she's in those circles. I don't think she got. I don't think she got besides a few relatives. Is that the teretz? And otherwise, I'm saying, let's say she doesn't think it. The Shah says it's muta anyway. It says matana is muta. That's what it says. What?
The thing itself, you're tricking.
I'm giving her a matana. But I'm giving her a matana, and she's making the wrong assumption.
On
it.
I mean,
it is a matana.
What if you have a friend that gives me a half price? He has to know that too?
Yes, because it's mine. Once they give it to me, it's mine. I get it all with it. Yes. Well, I can't do it since I hold it tzasa. I can't be machshel somebody with it. I guess it would be the same shaila. It's Altsgeneva's das. It's saying here, give trefa b'cheskes k'sheira. B'matana, what is that logic? That b'matana, Gnevis Das is more mutter? There's no expectation? Yeah, but it's still Gnevis Das. Even walking out to greet somebody, if the person thinks that you came out to greet him, well, you didn't. So the Gemara discusses, well, Machlokes in the Gemara, that's also Gnevis Das. Machlokes Samei Roam.
You made it, it's his own mistake.
Not in this case.
It's her mistake whether you went out and bought it, but you got
it. All right, the question is, why is it mutter? Forgetting about my case for a minute, why is matana more mutter than mecher? So he says to look at Samaches of Yer Aleph. In Samaches of Yer Aleph, which is in the first chaylik, Hilchis Dam, it says, Shaleach adam vayv kechavim yerech v'gin anosha b'saycha. You could send a guy a rack of meat, a side of beef, even though the Gid Anasha is still inside of it. Ben Shleima ben Chatucha. Now, if it's whole, the guy sees that it was never cut out, the Gid Anasha. Even if you send it all cut up, so the guy's going to think this is kosher, but really the Gid Anasha is still inside. So you're allowed to do it, but if nice if they Israel. Yid may buy, but if you do a dapper for Yisrael, it's mutter to send a guy and there's no issue. So there, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef quotes a Beis Yosef. A Beis Yosef, Kachim Dibri Rabbeinu is going on the rush. Dafa Pisha Masik Loitaiva, even though the guy is thankful, mutter, Mimnei De'ein B'matana Gnevis Das. What does that mean? De'ein B'matana Gnevis Das. Gam Kasa. If they have a chum, if they Yisrael, you're not doing it in front of a yid. The yid might buy it from him, but lamdeinu loy chayish shamiyid them if they Yisrael. Okay, so he's saying the ein b'matana gnevis das. The shach says towards the end. It's all in the kudus hakesef here and sifyul aleph. Gama shekosev ein b'matana mishul gnevis das shigra lishna nokat shigra lishna nokat is. Just copying the language. The harosh nami sircha delishna nakte hacha. Ubeemes en chilik be mecher lamatana. For like habash, is a galbes yasif. I don't know what's going on. Here, by us, he says, that mecher is aser and matana is mutter. And here at the end of Kudus HaKesef, he brings the Beis Yosef that says it. At the end, he says shigur the lashon hanakat nein chilek that you're allowed to sell in any case to a guy. You're selling a meat, so you're not misrepresenting. You're selling it stama. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's hard for me to understand the svara. Now, it could be in this case is different because lamaisa, once I got this basket, taka belongs to me. It belongs to me. It's a $100 thing, and it belongs to me. So I'm giving away my $100 thing. To me, it's not worth $100. Okay, but it has a market value. But this nekuda ein b'matana. What does that mean? It means if I know a guy wants a mezuzah, I can't sell him a pasul mezuzah b'cheskes ksheira. But I could give him a gift. I know the guy wants a mezuzah. I'll give him a gift. I'll give him a printed mezuzah. I won't give him a yud kei vav kei, but so I don't know.
Yeah. He didn't tell him what it is. He didn't tell him that this is this. So he's rachshava. He thought it's like that.
Yeah, I'm guessing that an assumption. You mean by mecher, there's a price. It's like you're telling him, by matana, maybe. Yeah. Yes, Jay. Sell. So it says in halacha, b'nei hashalom, you're allowed to. In other words, in the 20th century now, Ramesh has a tshuva written yet in Russia. The anti-Semitism was a sakana. It's funny, they hate us, but they want our mezuzahs. They want our chumash, you know, everything else they want. But yeah. When I worked at Art Scroll, Cardinal O'Connor was one of the first to have a subscription to the Shatnesi Shas. You know, he found it very hard to learn with Rashi. You know? I mean, he should be ashamed. The yeshivas, they don't allow the Shatnesi Shas. Yeah. Who? O'Connor? O'Connor's Jewish? Really? He had too much Amos Yisrael to be a Yid. Charge it. That's good. Charge it for the case. And tell me the paper is free. Very good. Very good. Okay. So when you sell, you care more what's inside than when you get a gift. It says the thought that counts. I don't know. I remember I once gave a shir on being mesameach chasen. It says you're not allowed to have a noah from a wedding unless you're mesameach to chasen. Call a nehenim sil chasen, made a mesamcha, is over bechamisha kalas.
That's why
the color pays. So I think it's a Muslim bnichas, but it's brought the Torah Tamima writes that's why it's a minute to give a gift. Not everyone at the wedding is mesameach. So the minig is to give a gift at the wedding, it makes him happy. So someone pointed out, if you give him an empty envelope, he's just as happy when you give it to him, he's very happy. At night he's not happy, okay, but at the chasna, give him an envelope, you have a sameachim. What do you say?
They have to the chasna, not the chasna, yeah.
Okay, at any rate, this is Aga. Let's get back to Sischaira. I can't hear you. Tartmima, he says that's where the minig is to give. Yeah, I remember where Tartmima is, but I remember. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. One more line. Chol davar she'eino isurei ela midivreihem mutar la'asis by schayra. It's really repetitious. He started the simin by saying chol davar she'asa min ha'tayra. So here he spells out that in issur d'rabbanan you're allowed to do business with an issur d'rabbanan. So this includes Bishal Akum, for example, like I mentioned, that somebody had asked me a shayla about opening a non-kosher milchik restaurant about schayra. I have only kosher fish, and what else is there? The cheese is a drabanan, tray for cheese, and Bishal Akum is a drabanan, and so isur and drabanan is takamuta. Now, when we started, someone asked me, "What about wine? What about stam yenim?" Now, Yayin Nesach, true Yayin Nesach, is an Isidaraisa. Stam Yainam is a Drabanan. Now, here the question comes up. Now, if someone gives you a gift, not kosher wine, of course you're allowed. And there's Damin Loi. So, Pashtus, you can re-gift it. People have the Shiloh when it comes December and they want to give gifts to their Gayish clients, whether they can buy tray for wine And it would seem, Pashtos, that what's a shaila to this is Rabbanan. So what's bothering us is Shach Yodalid. Take a look at Shach Yodalid. Yeah, we say even buying to feed your workers, was the Ramah says Mutar Shach was Mitzad Lahed. So what bothers all of us is Shach Yodalid. He says, also, the murai is some type of brine, fish brine of a guy. He bought and sold it. What's the issur of this? Because they mix in wine. So here's the kasha. How do I do business in Murayas? It's tam yeinam, which is also ba'ano. You happen to put wine as an ingredient. It doesn't cost more because of the wine. This is a very problematic shach. The shach is asking, "Haki sasamu yayin esach? Yayin esach is aser." He answers, "You don't get money for it, or you deduct the price of it." But that means he holds that the wine itself is aser. This shach is saying that buying and selling yayin of a guy is aser because it's really surei hanah. So today you can go buy wine and do it. It should be a problem. Now, we don't ask the Bahana today because we assume the Goyim among us are not Oduk L'Avodah Zarah. The Goyim among us are not really into Avodah Zarah. And since the Avodah Zarah, it's Nechais Darga, it goes down a step from Isser Hanoah to Isser Shtia, which is what we do with Stam Yainam today. In the Kaf HaChaim, which is Rabbi Avadya Yosef, the Kaf HaChaim on these Simonim, Rabbi Avadya wrote, Rabbi Avadya brings first an Ois Ayin Chest, a list of Oisrim. He says, B'stam Yeinam, Afal Pishu B'Devrayim, Osu Lasis B'Ischaira. Brings Maram Chalava, Bartanura, nothing to do with the wine. This is the Bartanura, Perizai Deshviyas. The Sefer Beis Hillel, Shachs of Kotin Yudalid, Prichodas of Kotin Yudalid, and, he says Baruch Hashulchan of Katan Vav. So how do I feel the very Haramba? Shastam Yain of Bizman as Embutabana. The question comes to Rabba Baatz Mesef Kimikov Chav Gimel. Bekamak Bechatchila Oslo Klaisi Ulamaychrei Lestakin. He's saying that you're not allowed to buy and sell Stam Yainam. That's what he says in Ois Ayin Ches. Then in Ois Ayin Tes, he says Miu Stam Yainam Shal Yishma Elim. You have Stam Yainam of Arabs, who are not of the Avodah Zarah, Shemutah Bada Kabesh Kosim Baran, the Kamon Kuv Chav Dalit, Mutah Gam Ken Lasis by Schaira. And he brings again a list of names. He brings the Chuvis Makar Baruch, Kesag Daila, Chuvis Chesed Avram. So he brings a few names here also. So they say, Chemuch Baruch HaShulchan against of Katnavah. So he has here an Isser. But he says Yishma'elim, or those we know that are not Eved Avodah Zarah, he brings Matirin. So it becomes a very confusing issue. How do we gauge the Goyim among us? I know down south they're more Eved Avodah Zarah. What? I don't know. Jay, the Goyim in Kentucky, they're religious, the Catholics. Are they into it, or like New Yorkers? What? The Protestants aren't into it too much anyway. They practice birth control and divorce. They get divorced there. The real Catholic wouldn't get divorced. Not anymore, okay. So it depends how old the bourbon is. It's very... What? Yeah. They kept all the rules. Okay. It's all right. What? Well, it comes from Kentucky. What? when it's, oh, because he's on a schnapps. I'm talking about wine. You're right, you're right. We have to go to the place where the wine is. California, they're definitely not, don't believe in anything. So you're right. He brings at the end, Re'isi b'chida, da'av shekosva ha'ga'inim shemaga yishvel b'yayin shalonu mutter, b'ir oiz lonu tziyayin, kiryas mayadeinu, kula aradi yisrael, aminig lesser maga yishmeli b'yayin shalonu b'hanor. He says, he brings that kasafti l'fnei zichrayni. Do I remember, he says, that Yerushalayim denayig to be machmir? So, I don't know. So, somebody is makel. It says a drabon on his mutter. But the shach seems to answer. It's a little tricky to know whether a person should. I guess you should better buy schnapps and give it, better than buy wine and give it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't get samyeh, you know, for Rachmanit. Yeah. Wine. A bottle of wine, yeah. Someone who gets, even in the holiday season, you get from a guy. You say, see, then it's nizdamin. If it came to you, it's nizdamin loy. But to go out and buy it and sell it, that's the kavana, that's a lot worse. Yeah, but it's rare to get treifus and then pass it on. You know, I do get. You know, we don't make our own marasayans, but if there's a chshad, there's a chshad. It's a practical question. You know, we don't make our own gezeiras and marasayans. So to go to McDonald's or my shabbat, you shouldn't go to the echshad. But if it's a tzairach, it's not technically yasser. And by the roadside, anyway, people go just for drinks and use of the facilities. So it's okay. I'd like to do, having finished the siman of Yisurei Schaira, I would like to learn with you the Igros Moshe that I gave out. This is Tshuva Yeridei Aleph Tshuva Nun Aleph. The shailas that come up lemaisa about Schaira. Mostly have to do with people in businesses like nursing homes where they have to serve treifus. Usually these places have a shtar mechira for Shabbos anyway, and they incorporate the machalas asuras in the shtar mechira. However that's done, it's not my esek. And besides that, you know, all the other cases of machalas asuras that come up are incidental. People are not really into treifus business so much, but they're incidental. Somebody has a trucking company and he gets a call from a treifa chicken company to do a delivery. Or somebody's a car service and he gets a delivery of treifus things. Or somebody's working. He's working in a, he gets a job offer and he's working in a place. And part of it is stacking the refrigerator, machalas asuras. So the cases that come up are not really the cases that are beferish and kufyud zayin. You're allowed to work as a checkout counter in a treifa place. If somebody gets a job, you know, in a checkout counter as a stock boy. There's a summer job as a stock boy in Gristides, and he's going to be doing treifa things. Is that mutter? Is that usser? So, lifnehiva is also an issue. I'll have to wait with that. But right now, Disigris Moshe deals with this topic. It's interesting that this was written in 1929 before he came to the United States. But the halachas are very much negeya. The main thing is the second paragraph. But let's start from the beginning. Bidvar ma shahira kvaidai la eglain. There was a wagon driver. Shabutalai lahalach basa chazir. Imagine. You have a delivery service and they call you, they want you to deliver pork. So he said it's mutter. Kivat she'ein loy chelik beguf ha'iser. Here, you don't own the iser. Now, that's a pretty broad heter. Because the checkout boy doesn't own the iser, and the stock boy doesn't own the iser. And the delivery man, he doesn't own the iser. He has no ownership in it. So this Rav, Rabbi Yoshachar, Rav in pork bellies, okay.
He's a broker.
Oh, so that was the broker is a separate issue, which we can talk about. But right now, don't we actually physically you're dealing with it, physically dealing with it. What?
If those forks disappear, he's going to be liable.
Oh, so he's liable.
So he wants it to remain.
He wants it. That's called right to be kiyumai, right? He wants it to. So he talks about this very good. So nearly a staiti shiafahar. Listen to his raya. Raya gadayla. Mahad, we're mostly going to be all over the place with rayas to the shayla. His raya here is meyaridei kufla b'gimel siv gimel. Gabi yayin nesech. Shalach tchila osalas his cane. Now that I deliver yayin nesech. Apoif ishasachrei. Mutter aybechinam, even in a place afba aifin shescharei mutter, even when the money is mutter or bechinam, you're doing it for free, you're still not allowed to deliver it. Mishum the rights of bikiyumai. This is where Abraham was saying that your rights of bikiyumai, you want it to exist. There's a rule. The Gemara only says by avodah zara that rights of bikiyumai is also. Since the Torah says you have to destroy it. You're not allowed to be in a situation where you want it to exist. The place can bring it by chametz also. You're not allowed to be in a situation on Pesach where you're right to be kiyumai of chametz, which has its own shailas. So he's saying, you're not allowed to deliver it, you're right to be kiyumai. Or ishamazik leitaiva. Or if you do a free delivery for him, he'll be grateful to you. You're also having a noah. Shasami ayinesa du isana. Abchayv levarek mefurish betur beisyaisa biur agra. And delivering any Yisra'anah is also Bein b'schar, bein shloi b'schar, bein tamazok as taifim. First came Ramah, Reit Tzadik Nalit. In Hilchus Arla, Reit Tzadik Nalit, it's the same thing. You're not allowed to deliver Arla.
You talk
about his diamond?
Right.
Okay, 1 second. Let's see what he says. It came Muchach b'feirish and b'suri achilu levad muta liyais payil. Ulav Hiram says beferish that it's mutter. Says why can't you deliver Yisurei Anah because he writes a bekiyumai or he's mazik tayve and it says asabah Anah. So Chumash it's beforeish that if it wouldn't be Yisurei Anah, it would be Yisurei Achila. Mutter liyes peril Ulav Hiram af baatzmai. Machash shemutar banar v'shoy likaskar v'asak as tayve. If I also got Yisurei Achila levad, it would be also by everything. Lomot shuklasa biayines of arla bechinam. Why is it now deliver Arla and Yayin Nesach, but Tabraisa Bikiyumai? That's not because Tavish Shachel and Bisuri Anah. Then why are you giving reasons that are only based on Nara? Halayla Grim Shari Sur, etc. So this is Ramesh's Raya that it's Mutta to do a delivery. Now, he gives a broader heter in the next paragraph. Mashitziya Kisra, Kavaida, Kvaita Rasa Yarama. L'shach kuf yudzayim beis kavanasa. He's saying your kavana is l'tam shemi yaychol obnei harayin yiyasar. If the chashash is he might eat from it, or because people are going to see you handling it, they'll think it's mutter. See here also schayre shemi yaysar ain't a klum. It's not enough of a reason. Why not? Number one, chada ain't shayek gezei rezu b'moylech upayo. It's a big chiddush. The gezeira that you might eat from it, zinadu schayra, is only by the one who owns it. But a meilech, someone who's delivering it, a poyel or a worker, da'ina shalai, ain't a chashal isigneva, v'loyeh chalafim hayadav muta. A delivery person, you're not allowed to eat even if it's muta. So there's no isser in such a case. Gam yisyore me'abaylum, shiyichse me'abidav ha'mishkol. Now if something is missing, you're afraid you'll be caught, v'loyeh b'zeum nosai. This is why he loses his reputation. So this is an extraordinary heter. The heter is, now if they let you eat from it, it's not good. But if you're working in a place, you're a checkout person, you have no right to eat from the food. And since it's not yours, you're not doing business with it. And it's going through your hands, but you wouldn't eat from it, out Geneva. So Moshe says that that's all mutter. Gam yosem is emetzinu. Another heter, b'shasukat and gimel. The rights of lahata liknais kinei lahachil upayalav. So there, I told you, the shach was unclear as to what his maskana was. Over there, the Ramah said liknais upayalav ayv kavim aser. The shach said the minig is to be meikel, and they're going against the Ramah. Then he said, maybe it should be mutam. When we read it, I told you it's not clear the maskana. So Ramah seems to agree that the maskana is not clear. He says, Reitza lahatir. He says, Mitzadin lahai lignes de'achal apayalav. Asher shom shayach ha-shashem yayachal ubimnei arayim. There you do own it. You're going to McDonald's, you're buying food to feed the gayim. Mekomakayim. Le'yosu mishum de'ikari isu rak las yischayra. The gezeira was on doing business, the alef mikra, metav shem yayachal avad b'lay akra, yasmach da'akra, lo yaha yuaisu. So Moshe here gives a heter even when you do own it. First he said, if you don't own it, you're not choshish, you're going to steal. So you're allowed to be doing it. You're allowed to handle with it. If it's not yours, you're just a worker. There's no problem because not choshish that you're going to start stealing and taking from it. That's one heter. Now he says that even in a place where you do own it, if you the chazal asked tschayra, they didn't ask a isurim bina touch it. They asked tschayra. So if it's not tschayra, they vayte it's what. Well, there was a Riba Yakra that we learned Schaira is Aser. Was it? I forgot really what the Pasik was. Last week, I also forgot, in the middle I remembered, but it's either a Smach Dakra according to the Rajba, or it's a Derais of Schaira. Right? According to that, it's the Ramah still Asers, but he was Matir. The Shach was Noita Lohato. So you have here two Heterim. Now listen to his next raya. I remember it's a shtaka raya. Gam beforish resimim pei zayin. You know, it's one of these things where it's handy to know whole shulchan aruch bal peh, because it's not talking about schayra there. Resimim pei zayin is the beginning of basa b'chala. So kribayish beforish resimim pei zayin. The mutlachat chila levashel basa tmeya b'chala. It says there now that cooked. This is to cook basa b'chala. So it brings there the shita of the. Actually, every bus tamei means a trefa animal, a non-kosher animal, not a nevela. You're allowed to cook horse meat with milk. Afar amola yaser amnei marisayin. Aval basa asme mutal avashel. Here, cooking horse meat. Afshi yesi yisloch hashem yaychel. Why the Chazal say you might eat it or mishum arayin or marisayin? Mishum derak schayra aser. It's a good raya. You're allowed to cook trefa meat. Why don't we say it's a yishem yaychel mimenu? It's a raya, what they asked, they asked, and what they didn't ask, they didn't ask. See, here in one tshuva, Ramashi here has two broad heterim. If you don't own it, it's muti, it can even be Isaac in the schayra. Let me buy it today on the checkout counter, everything's packaged. You really can't eat from it even if you want to. But even in a fast food place where, you know, where the fries come to you and you maybe you close it up, so there it's different. So, afal pi kein, there's no issa schayra. Secondly, if it's not schayra, if you're busy with it, but not al schayra, so also that there's no issa. They do sneak and eat from it. Who are they stealing from?
Maybe Amishus.
In those, they don't take from the customer's portion. They take. I assume that. Okay. No, but nevela b'chalav is machleks rishayim. Because there's a nekuda in the flaw of the Rambam. Rambam calls it the nekuda. He praises his own nekuda. In Mishpirshim Shaias increases, says basa b'chalav that doesn't become asa ba'achila of basa b'chalav doesn't become asa ba'anar. If it's already asa ba'achila, the Rambam Shulchan doesn't pass like him. The Dogam Ravava brings it in Pezayin, but basa t'meya like a horse meat that pork with milk that is no asa basa b'chalav. At the end, so these are two terim in a short shuvah digros baisha. At the last paragraph, he adds lo yikra kavayda mimasha amar sam seifa simin kufdala. That was in the pischei shuvah sam seifa kufdala. It was brought in the pischei shuvah of cotton hay. He asked li yisrael li yisachar legoy lasi schayer b'davar isser mishum shemi yaychol. There. The Jew is now allowed to be a salesman or a middleman for working for a guy. So the chayra there, he's also that he doesn't own the stuff. Do mishum the sapkina begeder iser in maisa hamischa aser. Chazal said the act of selling was Yisrael avor guy aser, but guy avor Yisrael muta. Peshita sagidul shmos minayin. Oi the esek hamischa aser shu harvacha v'achrayis mizeh. He's saying there, The kshayla is the maisa of schayra aser, the maisa finding a customer and selling, or is it the result making a profit? So they asked mischar one of those two ways. But asking delivery or packaging or stocking the shelves, so that is not included in the yeser. And this is Ramesh Hetta. I don't know anybody who argues with this. I assume that this is halacha l'maaseh. To buy and sell is still aser. To deliver is mutter. Right? To buy and sell, that's mischar. That's aser. But to do other things with it, like delivering it, that was saying this. Why does he bring this dami? Because that's your job. You're delivering. I mean, he delivers many things. Even when we said this dami, we say, now I put out traps, dafka for trafis. I mean he's a car service. He does whatever you want.
Right. So is the only, now I know the other guy then.
He's asking that maybe it's this diamond. I have a delivery service. I deliver anything. So, okay, why is he being said? I guess he's about to put out this diamond. It's a broader heter. Even if you're going to be an exclusive deliverer just for tray for meat, it's also much. Yeah, I hear. Well, you can have a client here.
Yeah, he'll go to somebody else.
Okay, I hear.
So this week, if you're a broker, if you're not handling it directly,
yeah, that's just true. Hey, so there you're buying and selling. You're doing mischar. You're just not handling it. So you still like the Rash Rishami Yaichel. It should be mutter. Now everybody else, it should be out. That was the long pischei tshuva sifkade. We can't come out. Some sefer Rabbi Yehuda argues. So who's going to paskin? It's very hard to paskin. I don't know how to felt as noyig. I mean, most people today are not busy just with. Just with Trafis, the very few imports that I shouldn't say, I don't know, maybe there are, I'm not aware of it. Now I should add, I'll still stay either. Today, if you don't sell, they'll buy somewhere else, and if you don't, if you're at the checkout counter, they'll go to the other checkout counter. If you don't deliver, someone else will deliver. So it's basically Chariver Denara, and you have to know Chariver Denara, meaning you can get it anywhere else. So that's called Misayeya Yidei Evri Aveira, which is still Aser. But there, the Shach and the Yidei Yehuda hold that, but it's not Lifnei Iver, meaning he could get it anyway. It's Misayeya, the Shach and Dagom Ravava hold that there's no Issa to a Mummer. There's no Issa to someone who doesn't really care about the Halacha. And that's the Seir Masimah Kuf Don Aleph. Magen Avraham and Shem Emzai and Hilchah Shabbos argues the minig ha'olam is like the shach. People do many things that involve shilas of lifnei iver, even drawing up contracts that have penalties for ribbis penalties for late payment between Jews is also a problem. And whatever it is, the velt is saimach on the shach, that the professional will shemach on the shach. Ramesha Digris Maisha writes b'makom tzairach chelak av tshuva ayin beis says b'efsim ruba yisru b'shemach on the shach. And there is a pshara that's found in the binyan siyim. I think it's tshuva lamid vav, was it tshuva tesvav? I can't read my handwriting. And in the Meshul Davar as well about misayeya, they have a pshara that if it's not b'shas aveira, it's mutter. Rashi shita. Now misayaya is b'shas aveira. Shaloi b'shas aveira was you put food in front of someone and a fryid. You know, here and hand a person food to eat if he's not going to make a bracha. But you put it on the table and he comes in. It's not b'shas aveira. So then it's mutter. That's what the Chazon Ish was saying. When Ben Gurion came to visit, he put food on the table. It was Samech on Rashi Shita. Plus, of course, that's not Lifnei Iver. We say, yeah. It'll end up eating anyway. So, what? Dafka by. Probably with a tziruf of the Shach of Mumer. It comes up when people have businesses. And the Shach comes up. One case that just. Sticks out of my mind every time we discuss it. I had the Shaila, had a neighbor who had a plastics factory. He made all types of plastic things. And there was an Israeli company, and a company owned by Israelis here in America, that made belts. And they called him in a huff Thursday night. They have a big order. They need buckles delivered on Friday. He's got to make them in the morning, deliver it. And he didn't know what to do. It was obvious they were going to package it on Shabbos, put it together and package it on Shabbos. So he came to ask me if he's allowed to deliver the belt buckles. He's not allowed to deliver the belt buckles. So it's a little complicated, assuming that he could get it elsewhere. I mean, to tell him I'll do it and then not do it, Mr. Minah, I do. So if he says I won't do it, it'll go elsewhere. He's not the only belt buckle maker. And it's a mummer, and it's Messiah, it's mutter. I grandly asked him, do you really think the Jews put it together themselves, the bosses? They probably have, nowadays we'd say Mexicans, then we said the Polish workers, you know, they probably have immigrants assembling it. So he said, probably, and it's not clear that the Yid was going to be over in Isidere Isa, and his workers working for him, they probably would be working anyway. I'd say probably, you could assume. So this is an important binyan to know. The Meshur Dava has the same shaila about being Misadi Kedushin. Oh, no, reading a Shidduch. For people who don't keep Taras HaMishpacha, he recommends against it. Even being Misadi Kedushin in those days where they wouldn't be intimate without some type of wedding, today's not the Geya. But Misadi Kedushin, to people who are Osa Zela Zela, not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha. He writes that if it's your parnasa, you're a shatchin, or you're afraid you get fired, you're robbed in a modern place, and if you're not getting, you're refusing Misadi Kedushin, you're going to keep Taras, you get fired. So he writes that it's mutter, because it's chariv redenara, it's only misayaya, by a mumer, it's mutter, and it's shaloi b'shas aveira. The time the aveira comes later that night, right now, or you read the shidduch, the aveira comes later. Right now, it's not b'shas aveira, so he's matir. I think a third case, if I'm not mistaken, the case of the Yinsian, is there was someone who works in a hospital and has to prepare the documents for the doctors for the next shift to sign in. So they make a pile of documents, probably, I don't know what they are, sign-in documents or reports for the chaylim, and Yefraya is going to come in and sign off on the documents when he comes in, and you're preparing all of them. So he says the same thing. It's a mummer, it's misayaya. If you don't do it, they can ask someone to do it. So to say, yeah, and it's a mummer, and it's shalei b'shas aveira. You're doing it ahead of time, preparing it for later. So this is a like a broad type of a heter.
So how
does yeah. They're all being samech and nishach. That since they could get it elsewhere, if you give it for free, they may not be able to get it elsewhere. But if it's a restaurant, they can go to another restaurant, and they're mumrim. So that's what they're saymachan. There could be b'shas aveira. There's a letter from the Chafetz Chaim in World War I. They sent kosher food to the army, to the Jews in the army. So fry yidden were coming in to eat from the kosher food. Then they were going to eat the tray for food too. So the Chafetz Chaim said, assuming there's enough, he said to do it. Maybe I'll leave a little less tray for food. But he wasn't concerned that it's a misayaya.
Well, he is saving
you
from Israel.
What?
He is saving
you. Yeah, okay. It's, overall it's Kedai. Rishon Zalman has such a head in the Tshuvas. He writes to people in Kiruv. In Kiruv, you always end up making banquets or giving food to people and not making brachas. So he says that the rice is the rice. The name is always sasa. Misayaya, when your kavana is to bring them close to the Yiddishkeit, that's the called misayaya deiver. Not helping him do averus. You try to help him do mitzvahs, and it's an emsoi, it's a chiddush. But Rosh Hashanah is almond.
Right.
Because
if you don't invite them, it's going to be insulted.
Okay. Okay. An interesting question. Somebody was in the army, in the American army, and they don't serve kosher. You know, he had to have his own food, but he gets his chelik. The question is, if he could get it and sell it to a guy. Yeah, you give out the food. I mean, probably in the base you get as much as you want, but you know, once you're on the run, whether you can get, whether you can take it himself, the Chalkas Yaakov or Rav Breish, is that Rav Breish, Chalkas Yaakov in Switzerland? That's Chalkas Yaakov's Rav Breish.
Yeah.
So he had the Shiloh, the, somebody in the army, if they could, if they could, if that's called this Damenloy, if they give you a portion, and you're selling treifas, you're getting a treifa portion, you're selling. What? So that's his suffix. His suffix is, if it's the Zamin Lai, if you're going to get it, you're going to take it. He says something like, Kosha Dait Lai, ain't in his Zamin. You're going to get it, that's called his Zamin Lai. Then he says, since Api Din, they're Mechuyiv to feed you, so that's like Matzal Miyadam. They're Mechuyiv to give you, they owe it to you, and it's like Matzal Miyadam, and therefore it's Mutter. All right, so these are some of the shailas that come up. It's a schaira, as I said at the outset, is kamat not in Talmud Bavli. It's a Mishnah Yishviyas. Kamat not anyway. You can learn Gemara and not bump into it. Or Shulchan Aruch not bump into it. It's here a simah Kufyut Zayin, and Baruch Hashem, we was eichet to learn through it. Kufyut Ches is the dinam of sending things with simanim. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start it next week. Bezus Hashem. Assuming we have a heter to learn, you know, that the Sitra Akra doesn't get in the way.